Thank you for calling the Exotic Spot. This is Emily.
Hey, Emily. My name's Jenny. I'm calling from I'm a vet at Pet Care Hub. I was just wondering if I could get some advice on a chicken we've had present to us. I believe the owner called you guys this morning, was unable to get an appointment.
Yeah, so we have just been absolutely slammed. I've only got one vet on today.
Oh, no.
It's a Saturday for us. So, is this the one with the slow crop?
Yes.
Little Pekin?
Little Belgian?
Yes.
So, the crop feels about, maybe like 3 centimetres by 3 centimetres. It's had minimal food in the last 48 hours.
Yeah.
It's defecation appear normal in the cage.
Okay.
In clinic, it is kind of open mouth breathing.
Yeah.
It's palpation of its like stomach cavity. There is like a little firm structure. I don't know whether I'm just like could be normal and making things up.
Yeah.
But it's about like 2 centimeters by 2 centimeters.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will. Can I just pop you on hold for a moment and I'll have a chat to my vet?
Thank you.
All good.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please...
Hey, thank you so much for holding. I just had a chat to my vet. It sounds like it's most likely reproductive because I think when I was speaking to the owner earlier, she was saying she wasn't sure exactly the age of the hen or when she last laid. Is that right?
Yeah, she thinks it's about 6 years old and it probably hasn't laid in a year.
Yeah, okay. It sounds like that it is mostly reproductive. When you put your hand over her sternum, is this end move, it's sort of side by side, is the skin nice and taut or is it sort of like more loose, like her hydration?
Her sternum.
Her keel. Yeah.
Over her keel. Yeah, it feels like it's freely movable.
Yeah, okay, good. So, and it sounds, with a normal feces as well, it sounds like she is, fairly hydrated. They can get, the slow crops or the impacted crops when they've got reproductive issues.
Mm-hmm.
She has suggested doing 0.5 mg per kg of meloxicam, whether that's a tablet or oral, will be fine as long as the owner's able to give it.
0.5 mg per kg meloxicam. Is that twice a day for the burns?
Yep, and it's just the dog, the 1.5 mg per kg.
The 1.5 mg.
A mg per mil, sorry.
And it's fine to give it, the oral liquid one?
Mm. Yeah. You just sort of, shove the syringe down down her throat a little bit, so you get past the trachea. When you open up her mouth, you see it pretty easy.
Yeah.
They don't hide them, which is good. The other thing you can try doing is placing a 6-month Supralorin implant to stop her reproductive. So even though she's not laying, that mass could be, it could be either like a reproductive like mass, or it could be an egg. There's like a couple of few things that it could be, but the vet said that she's just in consult at the moment. She's just running a little bit behind. She can give you a ring back in like 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, that'd be lovely. We don't have the Supralorin implant in stock with us.
That's okay.
The only other thing, yeah. We can get them in, but not in stock.
No, that's okay. The meloxicam should be enough, and then until we could possibly see her on Monday.
Yeah.
But yeah, and with the open mouth breathing, like if she's got swelling in her coelom, that can compress her air, like put weight and stuff on her air sacs, which will cause open mouth breathing as well. Also, if she's in pain.
She's now settled.
Yeah, so it could just be like the travel as well.
Yeah,
they're funny things. But I'll get the vet to give you a ring back.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, it might be like 10 to 15.
Yeah, no, that's so good. Thank you so much.
No, that's all good. And sorry, your pet care hub. What was your name again?
Jenny.
Jenny, and sorry, what was the best number for that one again?
Our phone number is, oh gosh, I've got to search it up myself. Oh geez.
Oh, hang on, give me 2 seconds. No, I think it'll be on my phone. Oh yeah, I've got it here. Hang on.
Yeah, 3285.
Yep.
5651. Yep, beautiful. Sorry.
5651. Okay. Easy, Jenny. No, that's all good. I'll get Vanessa to call you back shortly-ish.
Nope, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
That's okay. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.